The U.S. government claims Russian state broadcaster RT is an arm of Russian intelligence, part of the Kremlin's efforts to destabilize democracy and erode international support for Ukraine. The Justice Department has indicted two RT employees in an alleged scheme to funnel nearly $10 million to pro-Trump American influencers. NPR's Shannon Bond reports on the network's evolution.
When Olga Belogolova moved to Washington, D.C. in 2010, RT was making a big push in the U.S.
I remember going to bars in this town and seeing RT on televisions and heard it on the radio of a lot of cab drivers.
Belogolova is now at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies. She previously worked at Facebook owner Meta on countering influence operations. RT was long known to be a source of Russian propaganda, but it claimed to be independent. It hired American journalists and featured big names like former CNN host Larry King.
One-on-one with Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov on this special edition of Politics.
RT originally launched in 2005 as Russia Today, a round-the-clock English-language news channel with a clear mission.
Reflect the Russian position on the main issues of international politics and inform the wider public about the events and phenomena of Russian life. And that is a quote.
Nina Jankowicz has studied Russian information operations and also co-founded the American Sunlight Project. In the following years, the network launched channels in Arabic and Spanish, began broadcasting from D.C., and built a big presence online. RT's slogan was Question More, and its contrarian approach got noticed, including for its coverage of the Occupy movement.
Labor unions, transport workers, teachers, nurses, and U.S. veterans standing shoulder to shoulder with young activists, spearheading a fight against U.S. wealth inequality and corporate greed.
But RT's legitimate reporting was mixed with sensationalism and even conspiracism, from the false claim that President Barack Obama wasn't born in the U.S. to bogus theories about September 11th.
They call themselves 9/11 truthers, skeptics, and truth activists.
Jankowicz says RT's image began to shift after Russia's invasion of Crimea in 2014 and revelations that the Kremlin sought to tip the 2016 presidential election to Donald Trump. U.S. intelligence officials accused RT of being involved, and RT America was forced to register as a foreign agent.
The masks were off. It was clear that RT was just shilling for the Russian point of view.
In January 2019, Facebook took down hundreds of pages posing as independent European news sites that were actually run by employees of an RT sister brand called Sputnik. A month later, CNN reported that Mafic Media, which made online videos targeting left-leaning millennials, was funded by an RT subsidiary without any disclosure. Belogolova led Facebook's Russia investigations at the time. She says this was a precursor to what RT is accused of doing today.
So it's not a totally novel thing for them to sort of blur the lines between covert and overt.
After Russia invaded Ukraine in 2022, U.S. cable companies dropped RT America. The network was banned across much of Europe and globally on YouTube, where it had racked up billions of views. So it looked for ways to keep pushing pro-Russia, anti-Ukraine messages without the RT label. Here's how RT's editor-in-chief, Margarita Simonyan, described it on Russian television following the Justice Department indictments. She says RT had to start working underground in places it lost access. Simonyan wouldn't say whether the scheme involving right-wing American influencers is one of these operations. The influencers say they didn't know the money came from Russia. RT has mocked the U.S. government's allegations. But the State Department says the media organization is running covert operations around the world. James Rubin leads the State Department's Global Engagement Center, which focuses on foreign disinformation and propaganda.
RT has become a clearinghouse for a set of covert operations, covert influence activities, intelligence operations de facto in country after country after country.
Belogolova says it's important for people to know where their information is coming from. But she also warns against overstating the impact of these influence operations.
We're very capable here in the United States and, you know, in other countries of coming up with our own very stupid ideas and conspiracies.
And she says Americans don't need Russia's help to do that. Shannon Bond, NPR News.